Yeah. What's happening? You Can't Play Boxing Podcast, episode 67. Yo, episode is going to be about, Devin Haney's, you know, undisputed win, you know what I'm saying? So the episode is called Mission Accomplished. Because Devin went over there, he handled business, you know what I'm saying? And so, we're going to talk about that real quick. It's going to be a real quick episode. I feel like we definitely had to speak about that. And there's a couple other little news we got. But it's not going to be a long episode for real. It's just that we don't have any big boxing this weekend. So I wanted to kind of talk about that real quick. Devin's win. So, but before we get to that, we're going to talk about the house cleaning. So number one, you can check us out on Instagram. That's at You Can't Play Boxing. That's UCANTPLAYBOXING. You can also go to our website, which is youcantplayboxingpodcast.com. On the website, you can check out all the episodes. You can check out, everything on the website. And of course, on YouTube, you can check out all the old episodes on YouTube too, and also some video content. Also, check out our, I think that's it. Is that it? Yeah, that might be it. So, last thing too, make sure that you subscribe, you rate the podcast and all of that too. So get into it. We're going to have a couple quick hitters, you know what I'm saying, before we get into the Devin fight. So, Charlo fight against Saluki, and whatever, that's postponed. Jamal Charlo suffers a back injury. Hopefully he recovers. I wasn't, to be honest with you, I wasn't excited about that fight anyway. I feel like Charlo should be fighting better competition. I know there's politics involved, but you're 32 years old, bro. You gotta fight better competition. I mean, training camps are are vital, you know, at your age, you know what I'm saying? So don't waste a training camp. As you can see, if this is legit, you know, don't waste a training camp getting injured on a fighter who's really not on your level, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to put your body through training camp, it should be against something that's worthwhile, you know? So that fight was scheduled for June 18th, but it's postponed. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But hopefully Maul has a good recovery. Hopefully they don't have to reschedule this fight. He can fight better competition. Other quick hitters got today we had Inoue, you know what I'm saying, out of Japan. He beat Donaire. You know, Inoue, I really don't like, I mean, I don't watch a lot of the lighter weights, like 118. I mean, I've watched a couple things. Inoue, he looks good, but I really want to see him face like another top guy, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of top guys, I want to see him fight Stephen Fulton, who just fought this past weekend on Showtime. Stevie Fulton, he beat Roman, you know what I'm saying? And Roman is a little past his prime, Daniel Roman. But Fulton did his thing, you know, which I expected. And so he took care of business. Fulton, I think, is a real deal out of Philly. He wants to unify at 122. MJ, 122, has two belts. Cool kid Steph, you know what I mean? He has a couple belts too. You know what I'm saying? I love this fight that he had against, what was the kid he had? The Mexican kid in December last year. Was it December or January? Figueroa. Yeah. He fought Figueroa and that was a great fight too. So, you know, he beat Brandon Figueroa. I think that was like in October or something. So, Stephen Fulton, man, he's a great fighter. I think he's a top pound for pound fighter. That's why I want to see Inoue fight him, because I feel like that's a legit fight. And I think that with the the contrast in styles. We're going to either see a boxing lesson or we're going to see Inoue be the monster that he is with the knockout. So that's a fight that I want to see. But being that Inoue is with Top Rank and Fulton is with, Fulton is with PBC, and it won't be like a super huge fight. Who knows if that gets made, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. And what else is going on in boxing? Let's kind of see what else is happening. Really nothing else for real. So what we're going to do real quick, I'm going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back. Like I said, this episode is going to be quick, bro. We're going to talk about Devin Haney fight against Kambosos and, you know, what's next with Devin. So check it out. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 1 minute. Yeah, we back. You Can't Play Boxing Podcast, episode 67. And the title of the episode is Mission Accomplished. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to just get right into it, yo. So this past weekend, we had huge unification fight out of lightweight. You know what I'm saying? You had Devin Haney, Devin's Dream. Originally from the Bay Area, but living in Vegas for a while. The godson of Zab Judah. Devin's been, he's been bred for this moment for a while. His father, Bill Haney, has been under his, you know, Devin's been under his father's tutelage, along with other greats in the sport. He's been around soaking up game. And Devin, you know, he was the WBC quote-unquote email champion, which means he was given the belt because Lomachenko didn't want to fight him a few years back. And he had to go over to Australia. And, you know, he had to fight George Kambosos, who just beat Teofimo Lopez in November, you know what I'm saying? In a close fight, to be honest with you, I had that Teofimo Lopez and George Kambosos fight, like almost, I think I had a draw or Teo barely winning. But as I mentioned before, I wasn't upset that Kambosos won. It was a close fight, and Teo was sloppy. So Devin, he went over to Australia. In order to take the fight, he had to agree to go to Australia. He had to agree that if he loses the fight, Kambosos get an automatic rematch, and that's going to be in Australia. And then I think there's an option for Top Rank has on him after that, where he may be facing like Lomachenko or somebody. So he gave up a lot of leverage to go over there, but he believed this was a fight that he was going to win, and he bet on himself to become a champion later on, or to be, call shots later on. Also, you know, being that the fight was in Australia, Devin's father, Bill Haney, couldn't come to the fight until the last minute because Australia originally denied his visa due to an old felony that he had. So, you know, it was a lot of things that stacked up against Devin on the outside of the ring, you know what I mean? As far as the going overseas, as far as the promotional situation and what he had to agree to, as far as potential judging of the fight, as far as the crowd, and as far as a lot of political stuff. So, you know, Devin had to deal with, like I told people, this fight was going to be more mental than actually physical. I mean, it's going to be physical, but a lot of stuff he had to deal with. And so he went over there, and he was kept the same demeanor the entire time. Kambosos, you know, they had their weigh-in on Friday. Kambosos missed his weight. And this is the funny shit. Kambosos, he missed the weight. Like, he was over, like, by half a pound. Then he had to come back 2 hours later, and he made it, like, he was under, like, by a quarter of a pound. And this is what Kambosos said. He said, oh, yeah, I missed it because art of war, deception. I will say this. Kambosos, he reminds me a lot of Carl Froch because their confidence to me is more than their skill. But in boxing, like, being confident is a big thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you add confidence with dedication and just tenacity and you put in the work, you can go far in boxing. Like, you know, you're gonna probably max out what you're gonna probably reach the levels that you wouldn't have reached if you did not have that confidence. So I never like get upset by it, but it's funny to it, you know, it's funny to me, both of those guys. Cause I mean, confidence will take you so far, but once you actually fight, you know what I'm saying, a fighter who is got the same dedication that you have, but has more skills, you know, confidence can only take you so far. But Kambosos missed weight, but he came back and made weight. So the fight was on, and the fight in general, once we got to Saturday, you know, Dame Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, who's also from the Bay Area, he showed up at the fight. True fight fan, Dame Lillard. I fuck with Dame for sure. Like, Dame is solid. Everything I've heard about Dame is that Dame is, he's solid, solid guy. So he was over there supporting Devin in Australia, you know what I'm saying? And the fight itself, you know, Devin did what he had to do. Like, Devin has one of the best jabs in boxing. And like I was telling people, he can jab you to death and you really can't do anything for the most part. But the thing about jabbing you to death, it doesn't make for an entertaining fight. But I mean, he wasn't trying to entertain, he's trying to get them belts, especially being in foreign land where you're the B-side. You're not trying to take on a lot of risk. So he really fought the fight from the outside, used his jab. Kambosos really couldn't get past it, and he was getting frustrated. And Devin was using good defense. Kambosos was trying to fight in spurts, but he was throwing wild punches, and he really just wasn't effective. As I was watching the fight, I said, you know, I'll give Kambosos maybe 4 rounds at best, you know what I mean? If you want to, like, give him every benefit of the doubt, you know, and a hometown decision, you could have had it 115, 113 for Devin. But there's no way Kambosos, you know, from what I seen, unless it was a robbery, that he was going to win that fight. So Devin did exactly what he had to do. He won that fight. And he came home with the belts, you know, using his jab, using his defense, and making Kambosos frustrated. I mean, I've always said that Devin was just on a different level than Kambosos. So, you know, but Kambosos, shout out to him. He gets another shot at it. I will say shout out to Lou DiBella, man. He to 2 guaranteed paydays for your guy. And then if Kambosos even loses, he's guaranteed just off his name to get another payday. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody like Tank or Ryan Garcia or Lomachenko or somebody be like, okay, well, I beat the guy that Devin beat and I knocked him out or whatever. They're going to want to have his name on the resume because he's a former, you know, champion, you know what I'm saying? So, Kambosos, you know, he definitely was set up. That it's crazy, and it's not just one night, but it's crazy how capitalizing on one night, because he put the work in throughout his entire career. He was undefeated. He did all the training camps, all of that, you know what I'm saying? So he put all that work in prior to the Teofimo fight. But it's funny how you can, your life can change off of capitalizing off one night, you know what I'm saying? That one, capitalizing off that Teofimo fight, put millions of dollars as far as his career earnings, you know what I'm saying? Versus if he lost that fight, he wouldn't see these millions. So shout out to Lou DiBella. Shout out to Kambosos. You know, you guys capitalize and you get another shot at home. So, you know, hey, what can be better, you know? But for Devin, of course, he got to fight Kambosos next. So they're thinking that fight is going to be later this year. And then we'll see what happens after that, you know. He's at 135, top rank. If he stays with them, they have some lucrative people at 135. You got Lomachenko, a potential fight with Shakur. If Shakur comes up from 130, that would be a super fight. And then also if you go to 140, you know what I mean, you got Teofimo. So some big fights in the top ranked stable, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens. But again, like I said, shout out to Devin. I like seeing that he accomplished, you know, his dream from a little kid. He accomplished it. And from everything I've seen and heard, he lives a clean lifestyle. He's dedicated to boxing. He's a good kid. He's a gym rat. And it's good to see somebody at 23 years old accomplish what he accomplished. So shout out to him, especially when the tables were not on your side this time. So yeah, we're gonna wrap up this episode. Like I said, I was gonna keep it quick, but I definitely had to speak about this fight. Again, appreciate everybody for listening. We do have another fight. We got Better Bia versus Smith, Joe Smith, on June 18th. So we'll be back, you know, for the recap of that fight in a couple weeks. And like I said before, check us out on, you know what I mean, like Instagram. You Can't Play Boxing. That's UCANTPLAYBOXING. And of course, check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, because you can check out all the old episodes. Our website, go to YouCan'tPlayBoxingPodcast.com. And yeah, man, until next time, y'all. Peace.